Hey everybody, Eric Jean-Baptiste here from Youth Ministry and Mentorship 101. I am speaking with Wesley Thornton, who has an online platform called the Cross Culture Church. And I just want to ask, how you doing today, brother?
Good, man. Glad to be here. Glad to be able to talk to you.
Awesome. So let's get right into it. If you could give us a short bio about yourself and what you're doing in ministry and what led you to where you are now?
Yeah, of course. My name is Wesley Thornton. I'm actually a youth pastor at a church in Virginia called Kentuck Baptist Church. I just graduated college, actually, a year and a half ago now. And so I'm doing youth ministry in my church, and I'm also a computer teacher at a middle school. So basically I hang out with kids and teenagers 6 days a week for my life. But I graduated, actually I plan on moving away from home. I went to James Madison University, if anybody knows where that is, it's in Virginia. But I graduated in healthcare, so I planned on going into healthcare, moving off maybe somewhere to like North Carolina, something like that. But I ended up finding a job, and it's actually business IT, and everything lined up just right. It's a long story, but lined up just right to where I was placed in a middle school and got right in with the youth. And I came back home to my church and started volunteering in my youth a little bit. And one day they up and asked me if I wanted to be the youth director, and I jumped at the chance to do it. So that's how I got into youth. But what kind of led me to, I guess, stay here, and how I became a Christian, I can go back to the beginning if you want me to do that too.
Yeah, sure. Tell us.
So I grew up in small town in Virginia, played sports. I was a Christian, went to church and stuff like that. I did your normal Christian things. I said the right prayers and did the right things and tried to be good, but I never had a true relationship with God. And I think that's what led me, why I want to reach the youth, because I feel like we're kind of just going through the motions and we want to be cool and fit in. And I was really into sports, and basically that's who I was. Like, that's all I did. And I know a lot of kids that I minister to, that's who they think they are and what they're going to be. So that's what I was. I was the church going kid, but was still lost on the inside. I just acted the part basically. And I ended up meeting a girl when I was in high school, and she had a true relationship with God. Like, she played sports, but she still knew who she was. And it kind of like this light bulb went off in my head that I was doing everything all wrong. Like, I was putting first and my friends first and all of these things, and even college and school first, trying to get scholarships and up going to college. And that's when I got hurt playing baseball, and I tore my arm and I had to stop. And then it was like a reality check. Like, who am I now without sports? Wow. And that's where I really had to dig deep. And luckily I had her to kind of help guide me. And I started reading every day, doing my devotions and learning. But without that, without going through losing what I thought was my identity and then finding my identity in Christ, I definitely wouldn't be have the same mission that I live for today. But the way I ended up on social media, so that's kind of my story growing up, but how I ended up on social media is I've always had this, I guess, vision in my head of or something I want to do that I felt like God put on my heart to serve the youth and tell them about my experiences and through losing myself in sports and my identity and my friends. So I watched these YouTube videos called Pro Church Tools. And this is what kind of led me to TikTok. Is there's this pastor, his name is Alex Dion Wilson, super popular TikTok pastor. His stuff is amazing. He has close to 500,000 followers or something like that. And it sparked my interest. I was like, wow, I can reach thousands of young people just by recording the things that I'm telling my 20 youth group kids. And it's cool. You can impact someone in that way when before, without that, we would never be able to reach 1,000 people maybe in our lifetime. So that's what kind of led me to TikTok. And now we're here today. I'm just kind of still uploading some videos and seeing where things go with it.
Awesome. You basically in your bio said you spend 6 days a week with youth and young adults, with young people. How do you keep mm-hmm. enjoying that? How do you keep yourself from getting burnt out or, you know, disliking doing what you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you do get burnt out a lot. I mean, hanging out with 12 to 18-year-old 6 times a week can be overwhelming and exhausting, and they don't always listen to you or want to listen to you. They don't always show up and interact the way you want them to interact. But what I've had to rely on, and I'm starting to realize it lately because I'm in the thick of it, is you have to still be, even though you're constantly giving and giving and giving and serving, you have to take the time for yourself still. You have to make sure you're still grounded. And even though you are a youth, I am a youth director and a teacher, that I still can't lose my identity and those things. Again, so it's important for me. I try to wake up early in the mornings and I go to the gym, but on the way to the gym and from the moment I wake up, I don't look at my phone. I don't worry about anything like that. I wake up and I pray constantly until I get to the gym, throw on some worship music. Like, I'm constantly in prayer and trying to connect with God and take that time for him, to my soul, to rest. So it's just taking little moments like that, the moments that you have, to slow down, allow him to, whether you're overwhelmed or stressed, allow him to take that, because he doesn't want us to worry about those things. And that's the biggest thing for me, is knowing that he's there and I'm doing the right thing when I'm supposed to be doing, but still taking the time for myself to feed myself through his word and prayer and speaking to him. Prayer has been definitely a huge one for me through all this.
Awesome. So I love how you say that you take time for to really reconnect with God. And it reminds me of how Jesus would always find that time as well. Mm-hmm. He would always wake up very early in the morning. And there was other times where, you know, things would get tough, like in John chapter 6, where they're trying to forcibly make him king. So he pulls away and prays to, you know, get through that stressful time. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's a great insight that you've given us. Going on to being online and using TikTok, mm-hmm. what would you tell a pastor that is set in his ways, that isn't really familiar with social media? What would you tell that pastor to get them encouraged to use platforms like TikTok to reach young people?
Yeah, man. I said earlier that I thought it was so cool that I could tell thousands of people about Jesus and whatever I experience. That's how I make my TikToks, is basically on what I'm experiencing at that time or past things I've experienced, so, because I know it will connect with somebody. But for a pastor, I mean, they're the leaders of a church, and they are ones that I've heard constantly trying to tell you how to go out into the community and serve your community, so then you can bring people to your church and bring people to Jesus. And what I would tell a pastor is, while we still need to be doing those interactions one-on-one in your community, serving your community, because I definitely believe in those, that there's now another way to reach people. You don't have to go knocking on everybody's door, because you have millions and millions of people online that you can reach right there. That they don't have to always come to you. You can just go to them in just a few seconds and reach them. So being able to reach 10 times as many people with the word than you normally would. And I would think that if Jesus, during his time, if he had the ability to use social media like we do, that he would be using it. I mean, he would travel everywhere spreading the word, and his sending his disciples and things like that, that if they could use a platform like this, I mean, they would think you were spoon feeding them, basically. Wow. So I think it's just an amazing opportunity that everyone should be taking that step to create Christian content. Like, I even try to encourage, we just started a social media for my youth group. So I try to encourage my youth to, like, hey, it's not all about yourself. Social media, people tell you. And that's why I think a lot of older people in the church are kind of against social media, because all they know is, like, it's all about you, you post your problems, you post your successes, all this stuff. It's all you and your friends. And they think everything on the internet is bad, but I believe that we can be a positive influence, and we can create Christian content that people enjoy watching, and that while still going to church and still praying and feeding, that they can go on their phones and also be fed when they go on Instagram or go on TikTok or Facebook or YouTube, that it's right there for them to have access to. And I think everyone should take advantage of the opportunity to use it, whether they have one follower or 1 million followers. I think it's worth it either way.
Wow. Yeah. It's like, I like how you said it. Even if you have one follower, at least as you're reaching one person, you're making a difference. And
yeah,
I also like to imagine that statement that you said of if Jesus were ministering today on the planet, he would probably have TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine, like, wow, the Pharisees of today would be saying, why is Jesus on TikTok? He's reaching all these young people and, you know, using the trends of today to reach young people. And then Jesus would say something, the same kind of statement he said when suffer the little children to come unto me, something like that. So that's pretty cool. Somebody who's been using it, how do you reach the young people? So say you just convinced the pastor to get onto TikTok. What would be your advice that you would give him or her in how to reach the young people using social media?
Could you say that again real quick? Sorry.
I was asking, what advice would you give a pastor who now agrees with you to go on mm-hmm. social media? What would you tell that pastor how they can reach young people using social media? Like, what steps should they take?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first I would choose a platform. Obviously I chose TikTok. You wouldn't have to just use TikTok, but I would definitely focus on a platform, because each one you create the content differently. So like YouTube is mostly longer videos, TikTok 60 seconds, Instagram pictures, Instagram stories. But I would say choose a platform, and let's say you chose TikTok. for instance, just because that's what I'm using. If you chose TikTok, I would try to choose an audience that you want to talk to. So let's say it's young people. That was my choice, and I knew TikTok was filled with young people. You're going to want to be real when you're on TikTok. I mean, young people might not think it. You might think you could trick a young person because they're young, they're probably gullible, but they can tell when you're being real and when you're being fake. And I've noticed that. I learned that through, whether it's in the classroom or at youth at church, young people can read when you don't really mean it. And if you're just going on there and just uploading videos and not feeling like it's really something that God's putting in your heart to talk about, then they're gonna realize that if you're just trying to put on a front so you can feel like you're doing good. So I would choose somebody to target, somebody that you feel most comfortable speaking to. And for me, that was youth. So I chose the youth to speak to. And it was easy because I just left that part of my life, basically. And I had experiences that I wanted to share with them and things that I think I could teach a youth or a new Christian on how to build a relationship with God and become closer to Him. So to that pastor who's like, yeah, I want to get on TikTok, and they choose that they want to speak to the youth, then I would just be real about what's on their heart and what they want that person to hear, that specific person to hear. And I think as long as they share their experiences and they're true to who they are and they're true to the word, then that's the best they can possibly do. Even if they don't get tons of views on it, then that's not the main purpose. So just because you're not getting a lot of views on something doesn't mean you should just pick up and stop. I would encourage them to just keep making them. I mean, I have like 80 videos right now on TikTok, and I've only been on since around October. So it's like, I mean, you can spread the word quick, and you can make so many videos that's on your heart that you've experienced to put out for people to see. So even if you don't have a lot of views, then I would say continue pushing content and encouraging people to maybe come to your channel and to come to your page, find a reason to come to your page and listen to what you have to say.
Awesome. I love it. Could I ask this question? Now that you've been active on TikTok, have you seen an impact from the ministry on that platform?
Yeah, it's been crazy. So I'll tell you a story. I had been on TikTok for a month and a half when this happened. So I was on TikTok for about a month and a half. I had about 26,000 followers. And if you don't know, young people are crazy over TikTok right now. Like, it's all about having followers on TikTok, all this stuff. So they're crazy about TikTok. And I started creating these videos because I felt like it was what God put on my heart. So I started uploading right away. And the only people that knew that I was making these videos were my wife and my brother. And at first, you would always have comments like, this is awesome, like encouraging words. And then it started growing into direct messages, people messaging me, following me, saying like, hey, like your videos are so encouraging. They help me. Like I'm going through a divorce right now. Like it's not even just young people seeing them. I mean, it's people in their 20s, 30s, 40s now. And they're telling me how the videos are really impacting them, which is insane. Because a lot of times you don't always get that feedback, even from serving your youth and teaching. So I started getting a lot of positive feedback, and I would show my wife or brother and tell them, they're like, man, this is like, that's awesome. Like they would encourage me to continue doing it. And then one day at school, so new, and this is when I was at like 26,000 followers. And I didn't think it was any big deal. I knew a lot of people were on it, and a girl got off the bus because I work outside in the mornings, and a girl got off the bus and she goes, Mr. Thornton, I saw you on TikTok. And my eyes just like lit up like this. And I'm like, oh man. I was like, okay. I didn't want any of my kids to know at first. I don't know what it was, whether it was like a pride thing or selfish, or I just didn't want to get embarrassed that this like 20 some year old teacher was on TikTok. It was mainly probably embarrassment because I thought that's how it would be. And I'm like, okay, shh, don't, like, keep it to yourself. So she didn't tell anyone. And then a week later, I'm in the kitchen with my wife and I look at my phone and all of these students I have are following me on TikTok.
Wow.
And I'm like, what is going on? They're commenting like, hey, Mr. Thorne, all of this. And I'm like, no, my wife's name is Jordan. I'm like, Jordan, my kids found my TikTok. This is, school's going to be miserable tomorrow. Like, oh my goodness. And I started getting, all of a sudden I started getting texts from my friends from high school. I got a text from a friend from high school saying like, asking me for advice and all of this stuff. And it's like, everybody found out about it. I had colleagues texting me. So it just started blowing up. And then this was all in one night. And then I go to work the next day. And every kid at my school has seen my TikTok. And I thought it was going to be the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Wow.
And I had kids coming up to me and they were repeating my videos, like telling me how like inspirational they were. One kid that had been in depression and suicidal, he had been telling me how my videos have been helping him out. And it was just so much like great feedback. And it wasn't anything that I did, because I was almost ashamed of it, that Jesus and God turned into just a blessing for everybody at my school and in my community. So even with TikTok, I thought I was going to be reaching people I didn't know. I ended up reaching a ton of kids at my middle school and high school and in the whole county, because they were posting it on their Instagram pages and Snapchats for all their friends to see. So it was all my coworkers were seeing it. So it was just awesome. I probably rambled on a little too far, but I figured that would just be a cool story for anybody maybe thinking about starting to create Christian content. Maybe they're ashamed for someone to see it, that you don't need to be ashamed, because people, they need it. Like they're wanting it. They're on social media because, and posting stuff because they're looking for someone to follow. And you can either let them follow these accounts and people we know they shouldn't be looking at and listening to, or you can be the person, to put the word out there so that they can follow Jesus instead. And I think, that's awesome. And nobody should ever be ashamed of doing that.
Wow. It was an awesome story. It was powerful, and I'm glad that you shared it with us on this podcast. It's something that's really inspirational. I know I'm inspired now to definitely use my platform to reach people, because you never know how much of an impact you can make. So Wesley, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your insights. As I usually do on this podcast, I leave it to the guests to just give some words of motivation to, once again, that pastor or youth minister who is afraid to use platforms like TikTok, what would you say to encourage them right now so that they can reach as many people as God wants them to reach?
Of encouragement, of course. My words of encouragement would be, it doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, that you need to just start. Stop focusing on yourself on social media and posting content about yourself, and start creating Christian content. I don't think you don't have to continue waiting. If you want to, you can start tonight. Just pick up your phone, make a video, whatever God has laid on your heart. It doesn't matter how old you are. I think you can start right now and begin impacting people and sharing the things that you've experienced and the love you've experienced from Jesus with other people, because people are looking for that and they're wanting it. You just have to be faithful enough to put it out there and trust that God has a plan for it, and just keep doing it. Don't get discouraged. Don't be ashamed, because you're going to have people bashing you, Christians and non-Christians. They'll still come at you, and you just have to ignore it, focus on positive and what God's allowing you to do, because this moment might pass up and you might miss it, and God has another person in store that he can use. So why not be the one that he can use for this?